Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, people?
Oh, yeah. Girl, the how many y'all know somebody that's a mess? They may not mess it for real, yeah. The mess is, he put them in a mess, yeah. I'm ready,
I'm
for,
ready
the
for the mess.
Mess. Let's go.
Everybody gonna be doing a swing out here.
If you've never been a better mess, me. If you've never been in a mess, yeah.
Morning. You're tuned in to Stephanie Speaks. I'm your host, Stephanie Osby. And this morning, I just wanted to just talk about a little bit what's on my mind, kind of like what's in the news, what's going on. So I'm not just tied down to no one thing, but it's just some things that are weighing heavy on my mind this morning. If you have something that's on your mind or you want to talk about what I'm talking about, you can give me a call at area code 917-889-2678. The call-in number, again, is area code 917-889-2678, or you can hit me up on the Stephanie Speaks Facebook page wall. But this morning, I really wanted to talk about what's on my mind. And one of the things that I woke up to was I always check my Facebook status first thing in the morning, along with my morning news to see what I missed overnight. And I woke up this morning to a post about GZ, which I refer to him as. I try not to say his name, is auctioning off the gun that he killed Trayvon Martin with, the pieces together, if you're familiar with the case and the person that I'm talking about who have managed to stay in the news since being able to walk away a free man after killing someone. So if you're familiar with the Trayvon Martin case, you know exactly who I'm talking about. He is auctioning off the gun that was used in the murder of Trayvon Martin, and he refers to it as a piece of American history. That's been the reports, and that is what is happening, and I am disgusted. He is a disgusting individual, and I have just never understood after being able to walk out of that courtroom a free man and go on with his life. He's chosen to stay constantly in the news and be constantly on the radar. I know the media plays into this, and I'm probably lending too much time to talk about, but I have always been disgusted and bothered by him. I have always been disgusted with that awful verdict that the jury came back with, and I live in that state with the Stand Your Ground law. So that's why I continue to talk about it, because that case bothers me to this day. I remember how I felt when that awful verdict was read, and I remember how I feel today. And it's the same disgust. Nothing has changed. I constantly keep Trayvon's parents, Sabrina Martin, and his father, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, in my prayers. Both of them have shown amazing courage and strength throughout this whole ordeal. And I just worry about them when things come out. But they've shown such grace and poise throughout all this. I'm not going to say that they're not bothered, but just like Sabrina said some time ago about forgiving him, she hasn't, and she's probably not. I don't blame her, because this is just ridiculous. And like I said, what's really sad about it is the fact that he's doing this. But, you know, I would be comfortable with if nobody auctioned on it. You have people out there who think that he was right. You have people out there who basically felt he was justified. I had somebody come to me sometime later and basically want to talk about what Trayvon had and what he was up to. And I was just looking at them like, somebody's child is dead. And you had a wannabe neighborhood watch, not even a cop, a wannabe, chased this young man down, getting an altercation, shoot and kill him, and was able to walk around because he was standing his ground, but you went looking for the fight. So that is really weighing on my heart and on my mind. And all I can say to that is rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. You will never be forgotten. You will never be forgotten. The next thing I want to talk about is the whole transgender bathroom issues, bathroom laws, the uproar with Target. I want to just touch on it because I'm just going to tell you straight up, I'm sick of the party patrol, the potty patrol. Oh, can't get the words right this morning. I am sick of the potty patrol, and that's what I call them. When you have nothing else better to do but to be concerned with who is going to the bathroom, and we all have to go at some point, you have way too much time on your hands and you don't have nearly enough. And I know the quote-unquote Christians, which I consider myself a Christian also, but sometimes it just seems like that we aren't on the same side of issues because I don't condone everything. And I don't condone petitioning. I don't condone boycotting unless there's a legitimate reason to boycott. Now, you may feel that you have a legitimate reason, but I got a newsflash for you. You've been going to the bathroom with transgenders all along and probably not even know. So how about that for food for thought? How about if you're so worried about your kids going to the bathroom, there's always the lovely option of the family bathroom, or you can accompany your kids. How about that if you want to protect your kids? We should not have legislation about you go to the bathroom that you were born the sex as. That's none of your business. When I go to the bathroom, I don't have time to do gender checks. I don't have time to be worrying about what's going on in the stall next to me. As long as somebody's not having sex in there or trying to kill or harm me, I really don't care because I'm going to the bathroom for the purpose of bathroom business. Nothing more, nothing less. And I've been hearing of these vigilante men who are accompanying their elderly mothers to the bathroom and going in there to protect their women. I'm telling you right now, I will walk out and I will go complain to management if I go in that bathroom and I identify with woman, I am a woman, and I see some big burly man in there. It's no reason for you to be in there. It's no reason for you to be in there. I don't need protection. I've been going to the bathroom for many moons by myself, so we're not starting that. But I just think it's ridiculous. The ones who are on board with it, some of them are people that I know. Some of them are Facebook friends. Some of them are people who are in my circle. And I'm going to tell you, it just has pretty much boiled over and gotten on my nerves. So I call you guys the potty patrol because that's what I feel like that you want to do. You want to patrol potties. You want to worry about something? Let's worry about education. Let's worry about the justice system. Let's worry about this ignoramus, which is on the brink of becoming president. That's what we should be worried about, not who's going to the bathroom. And transgender people get to use the bathroom, too. So get off your high moral horses. Most of you all who are in an uproar have had kids out of wedlock, have had adulterous affairs. So now if we want to talk about sin and lifestyle and judgment, we can go all the way there. Leave people alone. If it was special transgender bathrooms, you'll be in an uproar about it. It's just ridiculous what people choose to fight about. If we had a better justice system, GZ would have never been allowed to be able to kill someone and walk free. Won't we worry about stuff? Get on patrol and get on protests and get on petitions about that, of how a man can kill someone's child and walk away and still have brushes with the law and stay in the news constantly. Be in an uproar about that. So please, stop with the potty patrol. And another thing, if you want to boycott Target, put your stuff in Target again. Trust me, Target is not missing your dollars, and you're not going to impact them to run them out of business, so don't go to Target. A million people have signed a petition. Imagine if you put that power in behind voting from some of this other messed up legislation that we had. Imagine. Imagine it. So again, enough with the potty patrol. Moving right along, over the last couple of weeks, I've learned that some people are not going to give you the acknowledgement that you, or even that you want. They want you to do things for them, help them out, and this isn't about money. Don't think that for a minute. It's not always about a check or coins or however you want to put it. Sometimes it's the fact of you've asked for this help, you've gotten the help, and you can't even say thank you. And it's so simple. It's two simple words, thank you. And I've gotten played on a couple instances like this to where I've done something and just no acknowledgement. And it's not that I have a big ego. It's not that I feel that it should be about me. But I know what I lent to the campaign, and not even a simple thank you. And the buck is stopping. It's not happening no more because I'm not doing it. Because if you play me like that, and I'm going on record as saying this, if you play me like that, I would not promote or have anything to do with your brand after this. And I mean that. I mean that. You do not acknowledge people who support, and definitely those who are working with you or for you in some capacity. That's just not good business. And I can go on record as saying that. I say that all the time to people. You better support those who support you. And if you're not going to support them in what they do and they help you, at least acknowledge it. You could not have done it all along. And like I said, I'm just watching something manifest and play out. It's been a couple weeks since the event. No thank you or nothing. And like I said, some people like to say, well, I did a collective thank you. No, you better thank those individuals who really helped you. Even if you can't do it in a public forum, you need to do something privately. You need to come with some product, something. Something, because trust me, even doing social media for someone is work, especially when it's a huge campaign and you're constantly tweeting, retweeting, posting, generating. You know, if you pull the analytics and the numbers, you can see what the traffic was. So I'm just saying, do the right thing and do what you're supposed to do. And I've already taken my support away from a brand because of this. My time is winding down. I'm going to hit on some quick events that's coming up today in Pensacola at the campus of Northwest Florida. They are having the Northwest Florida Heritage Day, and they are having performances. It's going to be from 6 to 9 at the Northwest Florida State Campus. It's an outdoor amphitheater, and that is, they have it listed as Niceville, Florida. So go on Okaloosa Sound page or the Northwest Florida Studio Northwest has a promo about it. But my band friends, Okaloosa Sound, is playing there. Also, True Soul local band is doing a tribute to Prince at Pineapple Lilies this weekend. That is going to be Saturday night. On that note, I'm out of here. I always close my broadcast with love one another. Until the next time.
You ready,
oh, yeah. Girls in the morning, how about these men? Oh, they may not mess it for real, yeah. If the mess is, keep them in the mess, yeah. I'm ready for the mess. Let's go. Everybody gonna be doing a swing out here.
If you ever been a man,